God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. As we begin this five-part series on almsgiving, I'm picking up on the concept of a document that was written by Martin Chemnitz, and we'll also be discussing that a little bit more in detail during the Bible class time. There's also some scripture passages that will, some of them which I'll allude to, which are found on page 14 in your worship folder. First of all, let me begin with our text from Luke chapter 6, verse 36 and verse 38. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And verse 38, give, and it will be given to you. I'll just take the first part of that, verse 38. Now, typically, when we think of almsgiving, we usually may think about some sort of act of charity. Typically, I'm reminded of one of my movies I like to watch, that of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. When they were in the church, the poor would gather, and after the service was over, the poor would sort of ask for alms. And it was kind of interesting to see who would give alms and who wouldn't. There was a great deal of discrepancy between the rich and the poor during those days. And some of the rich were giving alms, helping out the poor. Basically, as Isaiah chapter 58 sort of names this poor, it says, if you pour out yourself for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. This comes from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10. We are reminded that, yes, there will be hungry, there will be afflicted among us. And our text for today from Luke reminds us that we should be merciful, we should give. But now we sort of have to ask the begging question that sometimes gnaws at us. Living here in the United States of America, especially today as we sort of celebrate Independence Day, as we get closer and closer to that day, we may remember a particular phrase that may enter our head, all people are created equal, or all men are created equal. Well, that phrase may enter our minds, but the truth of the reality is, we're not all created equal. God never created each human being to be equal with another, at least as far as blessings and talents. Case in point, you have blessings and you have talents that the person next to you does not have. We all have different gifts that come from the Lord. And needless to say, God blesses us in different ways. If we are born into a wealthy family with many blessings, we will have many blessings to begin with. If we are born into a poor family with lesser blessings, needless to say, we will have lesser blessings. Just because God blesses us differently does not give us cause for us to gripe, nor does it make us think that God does not count us to be worthy. The physical blessings that God bestows upon us is not based upon his love relationship to us. You see, God works in a different manner, in a different form. God shows his love to us not by how many toys or how much money or what type of blessings he bestows upon us, but he ultimately shows his love for us in sending his own son, Jesus, who dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, who gives us the one blessing we cannot earn, the one blessing we cannot merit, the one blessing we have no control over, and that is God's love and the forgiveness of sins. Getting back to this concept, why are all people not created equally? Why are there different gifts and abilities? We really don't have a good answer for that. We just know that that's the way that God sort of put it together. We have to focus now really on the key here. It's not on the created things from God. We focus our mind on the Creator. You see, sometimes our human nature sort of mixes things up. Very often we start getting attached to the things of the Creator, not the Creator himself. We are more enamored with the creation instead of the Creator. I'm reminded a few years ago our society sort of went through one of these crazes and it had a fascination with angels. And fair enough, angels are messengers of God. But strangely enough, I started seeing people getting so fixated upon angels, but that they almost seemed to completely forget about who created the angels? And what was the purpose of the angels? They were messengers of the Creator. So it is with our physical and temporal blessings that God bestows upon us. Sometimes our minds are so consumed with the here and the now, we lose sight of the eternal God, the Creator. We get so enamored with the creation. So God distributes His blessings, His wealth, unequally. We'll just sort of accept that as a fact. Why? In one essence, Scripture does give us a little bit of an inkling why. So that we could do what? Distribute the wealth and blessings. Have an opportunity to show God's love. And as our Bible text says from Luke chapter 6, verse 36, we have an opportunity to be merciful. This is very important. Because as we are merciful to others, as we show God's love for us to other people, what we are doing is we are getting away from our sinful human nature that wants to focus only upon me, myself, and I, and now focus on what God wants. Let me pick up another passage, and it's not on the back page, from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Paul writes to Timothy and for us this wonderful message. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. What Paul here is trying to teach Timothy and trying to teach us is it's not the money or the blessings of God that are evil, by no means. It is the coveting, the desire, the love of money. It is the love of the creation instead of love of the Creator, so to speak. And as we love and adore the creation of God, we lose sight of the Creator. So what should we do? We focus on the concept of His love. God first loves us in 1 John, as it tells us, and so we share this love to other people. Now, almsgiving is not something that should be forced or commanded. As the back of our bulletin says, picking up from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, some verses beginning with verse 8, I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. And picking up with verse 13, I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. What here Paul is talking about is not to give until you absolutely have nothing, but to give of the blessings, the abundance that you have for the poor, for the needy. You see, almsgiving is a little bit more than just money. But how can we help the poor, the needy, the less fortunate? And we can do this by many ways, more than just opening up our pocketbooks. When was the last time we sort of cleaned out our closet, so to speak? You know, the clothes that we're not going to wear because we outgrew or they just don't fit right anymore, we can give to clothing bank. When was the last time we helped out at a food bank or volunteering for the PADS program or saw another need around us and helped fulfill those needs? We have many aspects of volunteering in today's society by coaches, by being leaders for Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, Vacation Bible School, Sunday School. Many opportunities for us to take the blessings and abilities and the gifts that God has given to us and share with those in need. In the fall, again, our church is looking forward to the opportunity of continuing our English as a Second Language program. Again, we have been given the blessing and the ability to know the English language, and we can share that with those in need. Likewise, I do this on a very regular basis, is give blood. Now, what's wonderful about giving blood is that my body makes more of it. It doesn't cost me once every other month, a couple hours, just to give blood to help someone else in need. Again, the whole concept is to refocus our attention away from me, myself, and I, and focus it upon the needs of others. And as we do so, we are actually demonstrating God's love. Because we have to remember that God created all human beings. When Jesus Christ dies on the cross, He dies on the cross for the forgiveness of everybody's sins. God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, not just a select few. So needless to say, God cares for all people, as we also, through almsgiving, share God's love by what we can do for the poor and the needy. We are reflecting God's love. We are drawing our human sinful nature away from ourselves, away from the creation, and reflecting it toward the Creator, to those in need. Now let me sort of change this almsgiving around in a little bit of a different flavor to reconnect us back to it. You see, if we truly understand almsgiving as verse 36 of chapter 6 of Luke says, be merciful. Notice the rest of that sentence says, even as your Father is merciful. So now let me put almsgiving in sort of a different category, that of spiritual almsgiving. The reason why I want to change or add a little bit more of a nuance to this word is because we are all recipients of spiritual almsgiving, as your Father is merciful. Notice our need for alms. Christ dies on the cross after he takes on human flesh. For what reason? For his own personal glory? No, for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you can be with him in heaven above. He goes through this painful death for people who are unworthy of his love, for people who can't afford his love, for people who are sinners. He provides mercy freely without cost. God here is now reflecting upon us this wonderful gift event of spiritual almsgiving. Our salvation is freely given to us without cost, worthiness within us. For this, we just give our thanks to God and saying thank you for delivering us from sin, death, and the devil. Likewise, as Christians, now that we truly understand this concept of almsgiving, truly understand our relationship with our Creator and what our Creator has done for us, not only did He create us, He redeems us and keeps us in this faith, He asks us to share with the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us with those in need. Yes, God did not create us all equally. We didn't all start to be born with the same type of bank account and the same resources and the same gifts and abilities. No, God has gifted us differently for the purpose of sharing His love with those around us. This day, as we sort of begin this spiritual almsgiving and take a look at the practical aspects of almsgiving, we ultimately give thanks and praise to our God who has redeemed us, who has bought us back with the cost of His own dear Son, a very precious price. He is the one that gives us that alms, so to speak. He is the one who is first merciful to us and then blesses us beyond what we deserve or more than what we need, so that we also will share those blessings with those around us. This day we give thanks and praise to God for all the wonderful blessings that He has given to us. And we ask the Lord to open up our hearts so that if we see a need around us and we are able to fulfill that need, we ask the Holy Spirit to nudge us a little bit stronger so that those around us may benefit from God's mercy and blessings that He has given to us. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.